Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Night Owl Jazz Series, October 12th. The Night Owl, a restaurant and lounge at 158 Elgin Street, hosts weekly live jazz music every Thursday. Guests from Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Winnipeg and New York playing instruments such as the upright bass, guitar, trumpet, trombone, saxophone and keyboard are joined by local talent at the weekly events. Enjoy the sounds of Duncan Hopkins on bass for October 12th. Tickets are available through nightowl.vip or the Night Owl Facebook events page. Tickets are $20 and the show starts at 7 p.m. Saturday morning all-you-can-eat cereal party, Halloween edition, October 14th and 28th. Sudbury Indie Cinema is chilled and thrilled to announce the Halloween edition of the Saturday morning all-you-can-eat cereal cartoon party. Kids today may not realize the significance of the Saturday morning ritual, but once upon a time, we had to wait a whole week to get our cartoon fix, and when we got it, we tended to binge. Well, welcome to the Saturday morning all-you-can-eat cereal cartoon party, that special time when kids and kids at heart get to relive the exciting Saturday morning ritual of non-stop retro cartoons, and binge on the multicolored sugary cereals that used to be a part of every balanced breakfast. The cartoon lineup is always a mystery, but expect to see monsters, sci-fi, sleuths, superheroes and all kinds of 2D silliness, both faves and obscurities spanning the 50s through the 90s, all punctuated with vintage commercials, PSAs and station IDs for a three-hour trip down memory lane. So get ready for a sugar rush and an explosion of nostalgia all wrapped up in one candy-coated package. Event runs at 10 a.m. both October 14th and 28th. Tickets are available online here. Poet Roger Nash launches new book, October 14th. Join former Greater Sudbury Poet Laureate Roger Nash as he launches his new book, World of Difference, his 22nd title, at the Mackenzie Street branch of the Greater Sudbury Public Library. The event begins October 14th at 1:30 p.m. All are welcome. Tree Days event, October 14th. The Junction Creek Stewardship Committee hosts a TD Tree Days event in the Flour Mill on October 14th. Volunteers are needed to help plant 100 native trees and shrubs. The event goes from 1 to 4 p.m. at Claude Charbonneau Park, a.k.a. Percy Park. Event details and registration link, https://www.tdtreedays.com/n-ca/events/5234. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Beethoven and Brahms, October 14th. Enjoy Beethoven's 7th Symphony and Brahms's Academic Festival Overture plus a fanfare written for Canada's sesquicentennial and some of Grieg's Peer Gynt suites. The SSO will be under the direction of William Rosen, one of the candidates vying to become the symphony's new music director. The performance takes place October 14th starting at 7 p.m. at Laurentian University's Fraser Auditorium. Purchase tickets online here. Guided Walking Mural Tour, October 14th. Grab your squad, slap on your best walking shoes, and prepare to be swept off your feet by Sudbury's new guided mural tours. Up Here Festival will be hosting guided mural tours once a month, every month, until October. Up Here's guided mural tours are the creme de la creme when it comes to discovering Sudbury's impressive urban art gallery. The next mural tours take place October 14 at noon. Reserve your spot for one of these colorful two-hour walking tours now. Tickets are priced at an accessible $15 per person. For further information and to book your spot, visit uphere.com/tours. Thomas Hellman presents Mythomane at Place des Arts, October 14th. His father is from Texas, his mother is from France and his performances are at the crossroads of cultures and art forms. In a genre-breaking performance that combines old-time storytelling, minimalist theater and a folk music concert, with multi-instrumentalist Olaf Gundel, Thomas Hellman brings to life some of the world's greatest stories, the classical myths of Western civilization, with a charming simplicity that makes them even more eternal. And as simple as that, you will learn the origins of everything, the universe, humans and gods, the passions that drive them and the destinies that await them. This show is presented through a collaboration by Centre Franco-Ontarien de Folklore, La Slague du Carrefour Francophone and Salon du Livre du Grand Sudbury. Catch the show at Place des Arts at 8 p.m. October 14. Purchase tickets online here. Walden Art Club Show and Sale October 14-15. The Walden Art Club holds its Artists in Action 2023 Fall Show and Sale October 14 and 15. The show runs 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days, and is being held at the T.M. Davies Community Center, Walden Arena, in Lively. Admission is free. Refreshments will be available. House Concert, Moulettes October 15. Excitement is building in Nova Scotia, Montreal and Ontario for the second Canadian tour by Moulettes from England. The last time they were in Canada, they did huge main stage concerts at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, the Calgary Folk Festival, the Vancouver Folk Festival and the Montreal International Jazz Festival. A truly unique five-piece band from the UK, Moulettes, will perform live in a private home in Sudbury on Sunday, October 15 at 7:30 p.m. Anyone can attend. Tickets are available online and are selling quickly online here. SSO Student Showcase Concert October 15. With the demise of the Laurentian University Music Department and the Cambrian College Music Program, the Sudbury Symphony Orchestra's Music Conservatory is filling the void. They offer individual live and online lessons in a number of music disciplines for youth and adults. They do it via three groups: Cambrian Academy of Music, the Jazz Institute and the Suzuki School. They also host the Sudbury Guitar Orchestra. Their monthly student showcase resumes at Twigs October 15 at 2:30 p.m. For additional information, contact Program Administrator Matt Gould at 705-923-3546. Sudbury Baby Expo October 15. The Sudbury Baby Expo is set for October 15 at the Holiday Inn. The event will feature guest speakers and a free toy area for your little one. The expo will also feature a photo area, snacks, additional private feeding and changing areas, many gifts, prizes, giveaways, water, and plenty of chairs placed around so you can rest when needed. Some 85 exhibitors are expected, featuring health products, party planning, room decorating, mementos, financial planning and more. Tickets are available at the door for $10, or at a discount on Eventbrite now. Multiple Myeloma March October 15. Sudbury residents will be marching for Multiple Myeloma on October 15. It is the second annual Sudbury Multiple Myeloma March to support research into treatments for this form of blood cancer. The event will be held at Fielding Memorial Park, 345 Fielding Road, starting at 1:30 p.m. For more information, visit myelomamarch.ca. Ennis Sisters Concert October 15. Newfoundland's Ennis Sisters will be visiting Sudbury before the snow flies for the first time in a while. The popular Atlantic Canada Celtic trio, renowned for their powerful voices and sweet harmonies, usually make a Nickel City stop with their Christmas show, but this fall they are making a rare October visit, alongside their pianist, Wade Tarling. The group hits the stage at Sheridan Auditorium at Sudbury Secondary School on October 15, which offers great sound and lighting, as well as comfortable seating, organizers said. Showtime is 7 p.m. with doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are available in person or online at Sudbury Theatre Centre. The show will consist of two sets of 45 minutes plus a 20-minute intermission and will end at approximately 9:15 p.m. Nouvelle in French as a second language classes start October 16. This year, Parents and guardians of Conseil Scolaire Catholique Nouvelle students will have the opportunity to follow two free French as a second language programs. The Beginner 1 and Beginner 2 programs are both 15-week courses, and will be offered online by College Boreal starting October 16. These programs will support Anglophone and Allophone parents as they learn and communicate in French to better support their child's learning. The cost of the courses is covered by the CSC Nouvelle Parent Involvement Committee. Parents and guardians of CSC Nouvelle students can register in College Boreal's French as a second language program by calling 705-560-6673, ext. 2014 or by email at fc@collegeboreal.ca. Presentation on relationships, belonging for parents, October 17th. Rainbow District School Board hosts a presentation by Dr. Jean Clinton on October 17 at 7 p.m. Clinton is a clinical professor of psychiatry and behavioral neurosciences at McMaster University and one of four experts who advised the Liberal government of Kathleen Wynne on reforms to the education system. The presentation is titled, Helping Our Students Thrive Through Challenging Times. The presentation will be delivered live at Sudbury Secondary School, 154 College Street, and live streamed to Espanola High School, 147 Spruce Avenue, and Manitoulin Secondary School, 107 Bay Street in Machijing. Place Day Art Speaker Series, Thompson Highway, October 21st. Place Day Arts du Grand Sudbury is holding a series of talks and exhibitions this fall. Under the banner Enlightening Talks for Evolving Times, this programming proposes talks by prominent, inspiring and enlightening arts and culture personalities who unlock doors to the future as they discuss key issues for our times, including our relationship with Indigenous people. The series begins October 21 with Thompson Highway, the celebrated playwright, novelist, pianist and composer who hails from northern Manitoba and has become one of Canada's foremost Indigenous artists. The talk begins at 2 p.m. Purchase tickets online here. Kiwanis Festival 75th Anniversary Gala, October 21. The Kiwanis Club of Sudbury hosts its 75th Anniversary Gala and Silent Auction on October 21. Those in attendance will be treated to a musical evening wherein many of the night's performers made their musical debut at the annual student music competition sponsored by the club. The concert will be held at the Fraser Auditorium at Laurentian University. The silent auction will open at 6 p.m., and the concert will begin at 7 p.m. Tickets are $30 for adults, seniors and $15 for students and are available on Eventbrite. Tickets may also be purchased by contacting Ralph McIntosh at mcintor@gmail.com or 705-662-0115. Community Creek Cleanup, October 21. The Junction Creek Stewardship Committee co-ordinates a public cleanup event with the Blue Community along a section of Junction Creek by the Real Canadian Superstore. Join us to help remove litter along the shoreline. Garbage bags and gloves will be provided along with refreshments. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., rain or shine, at the Real Canadian Superstore, 1485 LaSalle Boulevard. Meeting in the East Parking Lot by Junction Creek, map location, https://maps.app.gu.gl/uv5ckcuknes8s7 closing parenthesis. Please register. https://forms.office.com/r/zqsqrrcrwf Finlandia Village Fall Bazaar, October 21st. Finlandia Village, 233 4th Avenue, hosts a fall bazaar on October 21 from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Finlandiakoti Block A. Admission is free. Attendees have a chance to win a rocking chair, pull a wreath or a fall gift basket. Everyone is welcome. Artist Sue Lampinen Fall Open House, October 21-22. Sudbury artist Sue Lampinen holds her fall open house from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. October 21 and 22. Check out new paintings and prints by Lampinen. There will be door prizes and refreshments. Lampinen Fine Art and Custom Framing is located at 1350 Regent Street, across the road from the Shell Station. Phone 705-522-8068. GNO presents Journalism, Jorge Cueto. Until October 27th, Journalism is an artistic venture in which Jorge Cueto explores downtown Sudbury through photography and interviews. By immersing himself in this urban landscape, Cueto aims to reveal a space that transcends physical boundaries, delving into the dimensions of time, experience, imagination, and emotion. Through his lens, Cueto captures the sound and light dimensions of the people he encounters. Cueto invites the public to meet him at the gallery every Wednesday until October 25 from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Projections will take place on the gallery's facade every Friday until October 27 from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Gallery du Nouvel Ontario is located within the Place des Arts building downtown. More information is available online here. Northern Ontario Railroad Museum Zombie Train, October 27-29. Check out the Northern Ontario Railroad Museum's Zombie Train experience October 27-29. The event includes a zombie walk, zombie town movie night, zombie train escape room, family scare fair, pumpkin patch, best costume contest, fireworks, and more. The events are based on R.L. Stine's Zombie Town, in partnership with Trimuse Entertainment. Phone 705-858-5050 or visit the Northern Ontario Railroad Museum's Facebook page. Christmas Luncheon at Grace United, November 4th. Grace United Church, 1520 Bancroft Drive, hosts a Christmas luncheon at the church, parking on Berry Street. On the menu are assorted soups, sandwiches, apple crisp with ice cream, and choice of beverages. There will be a door prize, a quilt draw, a bazaar and crafts, as well as a bake sale. Cost is $15 for adults and $8 for children ages 6 to 12. Children under 5 have free entry. Cambrian College Fall Open House, November 4th. Cambrian College is putting the finishing touches on this year's fall open house. Cambrian will be opening its doors to potential students, their families, and other guests on Saturday, November 4th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities during fall open house include campus tours, information booths about Cambrian's programs and student services, free food, Cambrian merchandise, and prizes. Those who register before October 30th to attend Fall Open House have a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. Prizes at Fall Open House include a $10,000, a $1,000 scholarship, a fire pit custom built by Cambrian students, and a 75-inch television with surround sound. If you are coming to Open House from outside the Greater Sudbury area, you could receive a $50 gas card. For more information on Fall Open House and to register, visit www.cambriancollege.ca/open-house. GNO presents Against the Grain. Rochelle Bergeron runs until December 3rd. Against the Grain is an exploration of human existence, captured through an intimate lens and rendered in the timeless medium of black and white photography, using Kodak TMY120 film. Each photograph within this series tells a story of individuals who navigate life in a distinctive and unorthodox manner, embracing their own unique path, often in defiance of societal norms. The show runs through until December 3rd. Galerie du Nouvel Ontario is located within the Place des Arts building downtown. More information is available online here. Avian Cyborgs, exhibit at Art Gallery of Sudbury, runs until December 17th. A show called Avian Cyborgs, exhibiting at the Art Gallery of Sudbury, runs until December 17th. Senior New Brunswick artist Terry Graff is not only the artist behind this project but the primary motivating force on the organization of the exhibition, Avian Cyborgs, The Art of Terry Graff, its circulation across the country, and the accompanying publication. In the 1970s, Graff began fusing images of ducks with machinery as a visual expression of the process of becoming modified or transformed for survival in a dystopian world. This exhibition of approximately 375 artworks features two principal series, Warbirds and the Pandemic Horror Series, as well as a marvelous selection of assemblage sculptures. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls, Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.